I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
The Cold Podcast is back with a new season, focusing on the tragic story of Joyce Yost, a woman who survived being kidnapped and sexually assaulted, only to go missing months later.
She vanished.
She was the whole package. She was just wrapped up with the most beautiful bow, and he took all that from us.
For years, investigators lacked the evidence to charge the suspect in Joyce's disappearance, until someone turned against him.
They want me. They're trying to get to you, to get me.
Investigative reporter Dave Cawley reveals new audio, including Joyce's report to police.
And I pulled in my driveway, and all of a sudden, this little red sports car parking stall next to me.
And the evidence that finally links her attacker to her murder.
What convinced me that something really had happened was the evidence.
Follow Cold and listen for free on Amazon Music so you don't miss an episode. Or go to thecoldpodcast.com.
KSL News Time 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Roy man is accused of shooting another man and leaving his body in Ogden. Investigators believe it happened because of a fight over money. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, one homeless advocate says a new apartment building at the old site of the Road Home Shelter in downtown is a step in the right direction. 210 micro townhomes planned for the building will cater to those who make very little. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Crews are still cleaning up a crash in Davis County westbound Antelope Drive at Main Street. It had been blocking a center lane of traffic. Also for Davis County drivers, northbound traffic still a little bunched up as you're going through Layton and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few more showers tonight and even a chance for showers tomorrow. Temperatures in the 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 46 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Body cam video of last month's officer-involved shooting of a 13-year-old in Chicago has been made public.
The officer has been placed on administrative leave pending the investigation. As for family members, their attorneys released a joint statement with the mayor saying the release of the video is a first step toward healing. They're calling for peace.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. For a fifth night, protesters are gathering outside police headquarters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, demanding justice for Dante Wright, the officer charged with shooting the 20-year-old. Waved to the cameras. She appeared at a court hearing today on Zoom.
The wave is what really hurt my heart. She was able to just wave in the camera.
Wright's mother, Katie. The White House is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sweeping sanctions. It's holding the Kremlin accountable for actions including the hacking of federal agencies. Police in San Antonio fatally shot a handgun-wielding man who opened fire today outside the city's airport. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The debate over masks in Utah schools continues. On KSL's Let Me Speak to the Governor this afternoon, some of our listeners asked Governor Cox why kids have to keep wearing them.
And schools are a very particular area where people are in close quarters for a long amount of time inside. And that's the recipe for the spread of the virus. But most importantly, Utah has been one of the leading states for keeping kids in school. I was with some school administrators yesterday, and they said, look, because of our testing protocol, because of our mask protocol, we've been able to keep schools open. And if we have spread in schools, massive spread in schools, then we have no question to have to quarantine and close schools down. And we don't want that to happen. We're so close to the end of the year. And not only that, but there are a whole bunch of kids and families that are still at high risk. And if we take away those mask mandates, those kids won't be able to come in-person learning. We want as many kids there as possible. We want to prevent spread. We're so close to the finish line. We just want to get through the end of this year. We're just a few weeks away. And so that's been the recommendation of the health professionals. And so that's where we're going to go. But then we're done. There won't be any masks in the fall. We'll be back to normal after that.
But that's not soon enough for some parents. The Utah Parents United Group held a news conference in Provo this afternoon, calling on school districts across the state to allow medical exemptions for kids. UPU founder Corinne Johnson says she couldn't take it anymore.
I watched my children struggle and suffer with medical and emotional conditions wearing masks, and I knew I could no longer allow that to take place. Parents are standing up and realizing they are the only ones who can get their children out of a mask. School boards in the state of Utah have the power to allow parents to sign medical exemptions for their children. And today we are here to announce that schools and school districts in the state of Utah have granted the parents these rights. And we are asking and pleading for all school districts to follow the lead of those that have done this. Kane County School District, they are heroes for our children and to parents.
Johnson says people are bullying, shaming, and intimidating students and their families for not wearing masks. She says teachers are even telling kids to police each other to make sure they're wearing masks. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time 649. And here's Triple Team Traffic. Ricky, do you have anything to talk about?
Not on the Salt Lake County freeways. We are looking good. Light traffic, good speeds, no delays. And your main secondaries are also in really good shape. A little bit of busy traffic northbound on State Street at 33rd South. Michelle?
Well, northbound SR36, it looks like we possibly have a closure there by Stansbury Park, and you're going to need to use an alternate route. Now, if you're on I-15 in Utah County, seeing good speeds there, but we have just a little bit of leftover delay on Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And we still have delays on northbound I-15 in Davis County to deal with from the Layton Parkway up into Clearfield. Southbound 15 still busy, Roy to Sunset. Still have a crash on westbound Antelope Drive at Main Street. Another crash at westbound Riverdale Road at 1160 West. And another crash northbound State Street at 700 South in Clearfield. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's your 7-day forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff, for your Friday. We'll see mostly cloudy skies with a chance for a few more showers. Expect highs in the mid-50s. For your Saturday, temperatures in the upper 50s with breezy conditions, but the sunshine returns. More sunshine Sunday, 62, pretty pleasant. And going into next week, another chance for showers on Monday with a high of 63. Temperatures mainly in the mid-60s next week, but more sunshine Tuesday through Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
With about an hour and 15 minutes till sunset, the temperature's slipping. It's 44 in Salt Lake City.
Is this the real life? Is this just
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news?
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the sky.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Talk with your kids about avoiding alcohol and other drugs. They really do hear you. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit Talk They Hear You at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol. If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma. I love you too.
Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL, a renewed push for making equal pay for equal work the law. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The House passed the Paycheck Fairness Act Thursday in a party-line vote. Only one Republican, Pennsylvania's Brian Fitzpatrick, voted with the Democrats. Before that, Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I'd like to see some of our Republican women colleagues on the other side of the aisle say, I'll take 82% of what the salary is of our male counterparts in the Congress. I don't see anybody stepping up to do that.
The bill faces an uphill climb in the 50-50 Senate. Business groups say the bill could lead to class action lawsuits. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Disney is encouraging its cast members to be themselves. In a blog post this week, the company said it'll be more flexible on how employees dress, their jewelry, and tattoos. KSL drives don't call it a pickup. That's what Hyundai says about the new Santa Cruz. Instead, they want you to call the pickup-looking car a sport adventure vehicle. Okay? More record highs on Wall Street. The Dow is up 305 points. The S&P jumped 45 to a record high, and the NASDAQ gained 180. KSL News Time, 6:56. Jazz Notes is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz are entering the home stretch of the regular season. Currently, the Jazz on the top seed in the Western Conference and the NBA, sitting 1.5 games ahead of the Phoenix Suns for home court advantage throughout the playoffs. On Tuesday, the Jazz opted to sit starter Royce O'Neal, the first time this year the Jazz have sat a player simply to get him extra days off without an injury. Will we see it more as the season winds down? Jazz coach Quinn Snyder explained the value of having extra rest.
I think in order to get better, you know, you have to be as fresh as you can be.
Over the final 31 days of the regular season, the Jazz have 17 games remaining. Of those 17, there are three sets of back-to-back games and only one stretch where the team has more than one day off. The Jazz practice today before facing the Pacers on Friday and the Lakers again on Saturday. If they have success in those back-to-back games, don't be surprised if resting starters throughout the rest of the season becomes a common occurrence. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
I could use some rest. I didn't play a game. Are you struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.